Yes, indeed. There we go. Magic with Rude here on 2FM. And you know what? Some may describe our friend of the show that's on the phone with us now as Rude. I know that Kira would, but Galway player, welcome to the show. How are you this evening?
Pretty good, Chris. Pretty good.
Excellent. Well, before I go any further, let me tell you who is on the phone with us. The Galway player is on the phone with us. Now, who is this man? Well, I will tell you who. He is, in the words of many, mine included, and his own included, he is Ireland's top male dating expert. Sometimes I might even be so bold as to say he is Ireland's top dating expert, full stop. But sure, look, he is definitely Ireland's top male dating expert. He comes on every week. He gives the men of Ireland advice on how they can be players such as himself. He is, of course, the Galway player, and he tells the men of Ireland how they can aspire to be a player of his caliber. And as well as that, ladies, I say it every week, this is not a wasted experience for you, because you get to listen, you get to hear the team talks of the opposite side, you get to know every trick and every technique that is being implemented, and then you can hear them and you can look out for them and you can be one step ahead of the game as well. Galway player, though, I must say, actually, before we give out your Twitter or anything, a big congratulations. I know that you are working with Paddy Power, which is very cool.
Yeah, I'm doing a bit with the guys, preview for the Galway races, obviously. It's one of the highlights of the social calendar. And who else are a massive company like that going to get, except, you know, myself, to discuss it?
Well, of course, I mean, Galway player, you're in good company.
I love the modesty.
Well, look, they are a massive company. It's true. Hey, only get the best, you know.
As I said on Twitter, Chris, it's probably the closest the Galway player will get to a ride to actually talking about horses and the Galway races. So,
oh,
you know.
Kira, that is very inappropriate. The things the Galway player has to put up with when he comes on here. I mean, it's terrible. It really is. But look, Galway player, your Twitter is, of course, at Galway player, simply at Galway player. And your website is thegalwayplayer.com, thegalwayplayer.com. And Galway player, what are you on to talk to us about this evening? We always get wisdom from you.
Absolutely, absolutely. This week I'm going to talk about a very interesting conversation I had with my friends in the bar quite recently.
Okay, sure.
We were talking about what defines cheating. What actually is cheating?
Oh, here we go.
Right.
It's very interesting now. There's no clinical definition of cheating, okay?
Right.
So to our conversation, I broke it down into two different sections, okay?
Yeah.
There's emotional cheating and physical cheating.
Okay, I mean, I wouldn't disagree with that. Sure,
no,
there is.
That, okay.
Yeah, there absolutely is.
Yeah, so emotional cheating is bad and physical cheating is okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
so I'm gonna basically break it down, and I'm going to explain to you why having coffee with a girl is worse than doing her from behind.
Okay. I mean, that seems like an interesting thesis statement that we're getting. Why having coffee with a girl is worse than doing her from behind. Well, fair enough. Galway player, please do enlighten us on the differences in cheating, emotional and physical. I'd like to hear this.
Okay, so emotional cheating is a very funny one now, and it depends on the couple, and it depends on an awful lot of variables. But I'm going to throw this out there. Is it okay for a guy to meet a girl for coffee without telling his girlfriend?
I would say yes. If they're friends, I don't see why not.
I would say, why wouldn't he tell his girlfriend?
Oh.
See, this is the thing, okay? You meet her, it's genuine, it's friendship, but you forget to tell your girlfriend. We've all done it. And then the girlfriend makes a big deal out of it if she finds out about it.
Sure.
Well, obviously, okay. Because, well, why wouldn't you mention that at the end of the day? Oh, I met so-and-so for coffee. If you've got nothing to hide, well, then why not say it?
But I might forget I met my friend John for coffee, you know? I might forget I met a male friend for coffee. It might be like
when
fairly...
a girl asks you what you did for the day, surely you'd remember that little piece of information.
Oh, I suppose if you purposefully omit it. Yeah, well, of course, that's terrible, yeah.
See, then this leads me on to what she doesn't know won't hurt me.
What she doesn't know won't hurt me, okay.
So sometimes, you know, not telling a woman a bit of information isn't going to do any harm, because it was an innocuous cup of coffee, if it was that. But the woman can make a big deal out of it, okay, and say, you know, why were you meeting her? Why weren't you meeting me? And, you know, looking
at sure, women, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, there can be 100 genuine reasons, but then, you know, if you are hiding it, there can be a reason. And if there is thought and purpose and malice behind it, then, you know, that is a problem. That is an issue. And there is good reason to cover it up. And you don't want your girlfriend to find out about
There's good reason to cover it up, yes.
No.
Another one is texting. Is texting cheating? So, say, for example, now there's a lot of hypothetical situations here, so stay with me.
Sure.
Say, for example, Ciara King had a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And say, for example, she had the manners to ever text me after show, you know, saying something like, great show tonight, thanks for coming on, brilliant stuff. And then it got into a conversation about, you know, the Galway races and are you coming down, we should meet, I should buy you a drink because you're, you know, so good on the show every week, stuff like that. And if there's a conversation flowing, and then her significant other sees this, is there a problem? Like, say, you know, naturally with myself, messages get flirty. Mm. Is there a problem if a guy is texting a girl? Would or should a girl or a guy have a right to be jealous of texting another person? Or can you, in fact, text someone if you're in a relationship with someone else?
Yes, you can. Obviously, you can. But if the messages are turning flirty, well, then that straight away is a red alert. Why are you flirting with somebody else when you should be flirting with your boyfriend
and it's the,
or
I
your
think
girlfriend?
It's on the onus. I think the onus is on the person who's in the relationship to shut that stuff down.
Exactly.
You know?
Shut it down.
Absolutely. If they can, you know what? I don't think the other person has anything against, or sorry, as in, for example, supposing I was the other person texting and trying to flirt with the person. I think it's on the person to shut down if they're in a relationship. Absolutely. They should stop it. Definitely. That is cheating.
You know, but this is a grey area, like, and there's a lot of shades of grey, shall we say, in this area.
Yeah.
But, like, having fun with someone else and having private jokes, sometimes you hide things for the better of the other person, but then this makes it look more complicated.
Why would it be for the better, though, if you don't mind me asking?
Because women are funny creatures, Chris.
Oh, that's true. They're very emotional.
Surely,
yes.
Surely you'd want to have the private jokes with your partner.
But this is my point. Can't you have fun with a lot of different people?
No.
And can't you talk to a lot of different people?
So can't you have many types of this relationship on the go? Well, I guess that's a...
But you see, what you're doing there is you're spreading yourself out and you're not really getting 100% from anyone. You're getting a little bit from your partner. You're getting a little bit from this girl on the side. You're getting a little bit from this guy on the side.
Sounds good.
And you're coming up with a whole lot of zero because you're not getting 100% from the one person you should be getting it from.
I don't know. That sounded good, what you said. Like a nice balanced kind of varied diet, so to speak.
You were really selling it to me there, Ciara.
Yeah, absolutely.
So then when it comes to the physical side of it, and this is what I'd have more experience with personally.
Yeah.
You know, what really isn't cheating, okay? Things, you know, if you score a girl that's heavier than your girlfriend, then that doesn't really count.
Okay. Oh, does it not?
No,
that's fine.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that. Oh, that's fair.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
Okay.
And as I say, doggy style. See, you're not looking into her eyes when you're having sex with her, so there's no emotional connection.
Right, of course.
So this is actually fine.
I get you, absolutely.
It's also okay to sleep with a celebrity.
You're still putting your tool into somebody else's box.
Well, that's true. You say sleep. It's okay to sleep with a celebrity Galway player.
Yeah, that's also, so, you know, that's just covering us. Like,
yeah, of course, yes.
Going forward.
Well, absolutely.
Ciara, putting your tool in their box, if it's wrapped up, you didn't technically touch,
okay.
that's okay too.
That's not true because I'm sorry, like, obviously before you get down into intimate positions, there's kissing involved, there's the whole, you know.
What if there was none of that? Ciara.
That's
bollocks. Why would you want to do that in the first place?
Well, I don't know. What if the desire overcame you? There was none of those things. I don't know. I see your point, Galway player, I have to say.
Going to a strip club is okay too, because it's just like going to a restaurant with a hot waitress. This hot girl is getting paid to be nice to you, and you're putting money back into the local economy. You're supporting local business. You're probably supporting a single mother as well, helping her put herself and her children through education.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, now that was an absolute.
That's very noble of you. You're right. I see what you're saying, Galway player.
You can't say that. I'm sorry.
Well,
absolutely. It's also okay if you don't remember her name. Like, let's be honest.
It's okay if you don't remember the girl who you cheat with's name, then it's not cheating.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Because it's not emotional. You're not investing yourself. So you're just, you know, it's just a physical release. It's like getting back to, you know, our primal selves.
Right. I hear you. No, I know exactly what you mean.
Look, there's many debates about it. And actually, I think myself and yourself, Chris, were having a conversation earlier on with a friend of ours. And we did actually bring up this topic. Remember, you actually brought it up, Chris. And you were like, would you find it worse if your partner cheated on you physically or if your partner cheated on you emotionally for months with one girl?
Did I say that?
Yeah, and both girls said emotional.
Oh, yeah, that's true, actually.
Yeah,
yes.
Both girls said emotional cheating is worse than physical.
See, Galway, this is where your problem is. Most girls, you say the opposite, but most girls wouldn't like if you did either, really, but they especially wouldn't like emotional. Though you also said you wouldn't like emotional, didn't you, Galway?
See, this is what I'm saying. I'm saying that emotional is perceived to be worse. Like, I don't care, you know. Obviously, no one's ever going to cheat on me.
Yeah, obviously,
I'm not really going to be in a relationship with anyone anyway. This is another thing. If you're not official as well, that's a whole other, you know, messy area where we actually going out. I mean,
That's true, though. Yes, I agree with that. Like, unless boundaries have been defined, absolutely. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For ages, you're seeing somebody. Like, I'm seeing four people at the moment. But, like, you know, none of it is official. There's nothing in paper. There's no engagement rings or kids or, you know, any of that going to count.
I'd say you kind of drag the seeing phase out for quite a while, do you? If you can.
It does. And then I lose. I have a very poor attention span.
Yeah,
so
I would say so,
I'd imagine.
Pretty quickly.
All right.
Well, what about, I'm going to put another theory towards you, and this is a very famous one, of course, made famous by Ross and Rachel. We were on a break.
Yeah.
And, of course, the famous 90s sitcom Friends. Where do you lie with if yourself and your partner break up for a week or two?
Well, then, of course, go
and
for
then
it.
A partner goes and scores someone else.
Sure.
It's 100%. I mean, you're not together. You're single.
Absolutely.
It's like a player being released by a football club. He can play for who he wants.
Right. Exactly.
And the same goes for the girl then, so.
Of course. Absolutely. The same goes for both of you, I would imagine, Galway player.
Yeah, no, I'm just...
Like, if a girl broke up with me, let's be honest, she's going to be in a ball. She's going to be so upset she won't be able to think of any other men. She's going to be doing everything she can to get back with me.
Yeah,
that's not a realistic
question.
That was a ridiculous hypothetical.
Yeah.
The whole premise of Friends was wrong. They were on a break. Ross was correct. Rachel, beautiful and all that she is, was 100% wrong.
She was.
End of story.
Amen. Well, Galway player, I do get what you're saying. And I mean, this is very interesting. I mean, emotional cheating is, you're saying, is wrong or perceived as wrong. And physical cheating, you're saying, should be all right. You've given certain criteria in which physical cheating is okay. And I have to ask, though, Galway player, and this is just purely, I mean, it just mightn't be entirely related to the topic. A man with a wealth and such a, you know, a steady supply of women, I don't imagine you have to focus on women who are in any way in relationships or in other ways attached to other people. I don't imagine that would be your style, or is it? Am I wrong?
Sometimes it's a bit cleaner, you know, they're less clingy if they have boyfriends.
Of course.
You wouldn't be getting as many messages and stuff
Yes.
They wouldn't try and monopolize your time as much.
No, so they wouldn't.
There is a certain appeal
right.
to coupled up.
You know
ladies,
the way you always kind of, you know, go by the bro code and you're all about men and stuff like that. What if you knew that a girl who's texting you had a boyfriend? Would you be man enough not to text her back and not to flirt with her knowing that she had a boyfriend?
Depends on the boyfriend. I mean, sometimes she's not going to be getting what she needs, and I could be saving the couple if I give her a good seeing to.
Yes.
She's... You know, and still she knows that she's not going to hook up with me. She might as well go, I had a bit of fun, but, you know, I'm not going to score him. So in the long run, sometimes you're doing the couple a favour.
You are. No, this is it. I mean,
I
Galway player.
This is a really unhealthy conversation.
You are very wise, Galway player. And as always, you are coming on and you are telling us how it is. Galway player, anything more before you go? I mean, I think we've been quite thorough, but I didn't want to interrupt you if you had other things to say.
Well, you know, there is a lot of signs of cheating out there. I have a few of them here. But basically what I'm saying is that there's no clearly defined boundaries for cheating. There's no clinical definition of it. So early on, a couple should probably sit down and say, listen, what is cheating? What if I'm on holidays? What if I'm out of the country? They say in a different area code, Ireland is too small for that crack. You will get caught in Ireland. Everyone knows everyone. Everything's on Facebook or Twitter or Snapchat. So if you're in a different country on holidays, then, you know, that's okay. See, what I'm saying...
That's okay.
Is just,
Right,
what I'm saying
okay.
is that you just need to set out defined boundaries that suit you as a couple.
Yes.
And then go from there. So, you know, I will be posting this on my blog very shortly. You know, if she's heavier than you, I'm sure most couples could agree on that one. If you don't remember her name, you know, that's pretty watertight. The doggy style one, some couples will argue over that, but the more forward-thinking women will be accepting of it.
The more progressive women, yes, we'll understand.
And often, as I say, Chris, cheating is only a cry for help, and sometimes it's just a little wake-up call for the girls to say, you know, to be told, need to put in a bit more effort there, babe.
It works both ways,
you guys. Absolutely both ways. Don't give me that shit.
Isn't that very clever? I agree. Well, Galway player, I mean, as always...
Guys, no.
Yeah.
No, but like, no good ever comes from cheating. You cannot... Okay, don't get me wrong. I know that couples, they drift apart, and when a couple is about to break up, cheating does happen. I know the world is not black and white. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But if you go out to intentionally cheat, there's something wrong with you. There's something fundamentally missing in you that you're never, ever, ever going to find or be happy if you keep on riding all around you and disrespecting the people that actually spend time loving you and have an interest in you and putting their energy into you.
Well, there you go. Those are some very passionate and impassioned words from Ciara. Galway player, I mean, as always, you're causing debate, you're causing controversy. And
51552. Yeah. I have a funny feeling a lot of people are going to agree with me tonight on what the Galway player has said. 51552. Please text in and let us know.
I'm looking at the screen already. There you go. Hey, 51552 indeed. You're right, Ciara. Hey, tell you what, Galway Player, your blog is thegalwayplayer.com. Thegalwayplayer.com. Your Twitter is at Galway Player, simply at Galway Player. Thank you for coming on and for joining us this evening.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Absolute pleasure.
Well, there you go. Avicii, Lay Me Down is on the way,
but first,
some One Republic Love Runs Out.
Oh, for God's sake, Chris, did you plan these songs?
I did not, but I think they're very appropriate. I think love has run out between you and the Galway player.
Hey, look, there was never any love in the first place.
There certainly isn't now, unfortunately. But anyway, there you go. Right, One Republic Love Runs Out here on 2FM. Oh, yes.